EU Vice President Timmermans, UK should cool down and rethink Brexit. By Virginia Hale on April 18, 2019. Britain should use the six-month delay before Brexit to cool down and reverse its decision to leave the EU, Frans Timmermans has said. The globalist vice president of the European Commission, who recently declared that uniting Europe with Africa was a matter of destiny, expressed hope that Britain would use the time before its delayed Brexit departure date of October 31 to decide to stay in the bloc. I absolutely hope that the UK might stay in the EU, the socialists' leader said, speaking in Strasbourg on Wednesday during a television debate with European People's Party (EPP) head Manfred Weber ahead of bloc-wide elections in May. I hope this period of extension will be used for Britain to cool down and rethink things a bit. Perhaps for politicians to be more responsible with the promises they make, and then look at the issue again later this year. Who knows what might change in the meantime? Reuters reported Mr. Timmermans, who hopes to head the next European Commission, as saying. The former Dutch minister, who has spent much of his time as the EU Commission's second-in-command demanding Central and Eastern Europe open their doors to mass third-world migration, went on to denounce politicians in Britain who enabled voters to have a say in the country's membership of the bloc. I think what we saw is an incredibly irresponsible behaviour of one political party. Because throughout the years, Brexit was never high on the British people's agenda. If you asked them what are you worried about? It was about the NHS or about education, social justice, and then somewhere around 8, 9, 10 on the list was Europe, Timmermans said. Europe was nice to moan about, to complain about. But it was not something people wanted a decision on. And then because Mr. David Cameron wanted to decide in an internal party struggle, he brought the vote to the people. Now look where we are. Timmermans also used the France 24 debate to insist that, as European Commission President, he would crack down on patriotic EU leaders who attempt to stem the flow of mass migration to Europe, such as governments in Hungary and Poland. After his selection as the Party of European Socialists, PS, leading candidate in December, the multiculturalism-obsessed Dutchman, who has previously claimed Europe could not remain a place of peace and freedom unless third-world migration-related diversity is imposed throughout even the most remote corners of the bloc, stressed that ousting such leaders would be a priority for him, as EU leader.